Hello, familia. Yeah, what's up? So, it's already been another week, which I can't even believe because seriously, this week flew by. Yeah, it was sweet. We did a bunch of awesome stuff. And I've got some pretty good stories. So, yeah. So, Monday was pretty sweet. We didn't really have a lot of time to do anything. Because what did we do? We did something in the morning. Oh, yeah, the other elders, they wanted to go to the mate store to buy, like thermoses and stuff. So we spent, like, the whole morning doing that. And then, like, after we came back, I really wanted to buy, like, a big box of Alfajores and stuff. And we can only get that in, like, Macheristas. Like, stores kind of like Sam's Club and Costco, but like they're like free to everybody, like everybody can go. Which was fun. They're like these huge like warehouse store places that are kind of cool. It's like the same kind of deal as like a Sam's Club or like a Costco, but like if you buy like three of an item, then it'll give you like a discounted price on the things. Or like if you buy like a box of the items, it gives you like a discount and stuff. But yeah, so that was fun. We like, but what was funny about it is like, we got there in time, whatever. We did our shopping, and then we had to carry everything back in boxes. So like you know how you go to Costco and to Sam's Club. And you like get a box, and you like can put all your groceries in a box. That's like pretty much what we had to do because we couldn't get like shopping bags. And then we waited for the bus. We got on the bus, and we took the bus up. But we still had to stop at another store to buy like the rest of our groceries. So like, we had two of the elders stay outside of the store with all the boxes and stuff, while they went in, bought the stuff at the other store, like fruits and vegetables and other goods that we needed. And that was funny. Or like it was kind of fun. It was kind of a pain carrying everything back though, because we had like a bunch of random crap that we bought, but yeah, fun times. Nothing like wasting a bunch of pesos on a bunch of junk food. Woohoo, birthday week. And then let's see, Tuesday was pretty sweet. We did an inner convio. I was with the zone leaders in City Bell. It's like the town just like right next to ours, and it's like super chate though. It's like sweet. It's like fancy, and like there's like really awesome nice houses and stuff, so that was sweet. Let's see. Oh boy, here goes the good story. So, when I went on my inner convio, I didn't like the morning. So, with the inner convios, like we switch Tuesday after district meeting at like 1, and you go from there all the way into like 12 the next morning, like before lunch. And so, like in the morning, I woke up. This was Wednesday morning, so I had already like done the whole day of the transfer or whatever. Well, I didn't really eat that much, so I was hungry. So we go all the way back to the bench. Well, when I went into the Macherista, I bought like these two bags of like these really awesome cookies. And so, I mean, I'm hungry. First thing I'm gonna do is go grab a cookie out of my bag of cookies, right? Well, what ends up happening is I grab the cookie. I open up the bag and I don't look or anything. I stick my hand in the bag, grab a cookie, throw it in my mouth. And I'm like, oh wow, this is good. And then all of a sudden, I feel like my whole tongue like kind of has like this little like stingy sensation. I'm like, what the crap? I don't remember this. Well, I pull the cookie out of my mouth. I look down at my hand, and there's a freaking billion flipping little ants crawling all down my hand, like everywhere, and the ants are all over the cookie. And then I realized that stinging sensation was like a billion little ants that were biting my tongue. It was like the most disgusting thing, and I was like, oh, freak. So then I like threw the cookie down in the trash. I like brushed all the ants off my hand, and then I like spit the cookie out, and then like, it was freaking disgusting. And then I grabbed like all of my stuff off the shelf, and I was like, oh my gosh, what the crap is going on? There's freaking ants in all of my food. And so that sucked. I like lost a whole bag of cookies that were really good, and I had to eat a bunch of ants. And then like for like 5 or 10 minutes, like after I put this stupid cookie in my mouth, I could like feel something like hanging off the side of my cheek, and I'd like go to like pull it off like with my teeth, and I could feel like the ants like crunching in my mouth. That was disgusting, but it was sweet. It's kind of like a cool little like, I don't even know. It was pretty weird, but you know, fun times. So then after that, we had like a really awesome, lunch at one of the, familias that lives in our, area. The dad, like the husband, he's a member of the 70, like in Area 70 down here, and so, like he's a cool guy. It was fun, and it was very good lunch, so kind of made up for eating ants, but yeah, so that was fun. Then let's see. Oh yeah, and then later that day we were walking up to one of our like future investigators' houses, and while we started walking up, there was like these guys sitting on the bench that were like kind of drunk. I think they were like drunk or something. Yeah, they had to have been drunk. They were like talking to us. They're like, hey, like, what are you guys doing around here, blah blah blah, like giving us a bunch of crap. And then like one of the guys stood up and like started walking behind us, like after we passed them. And he started like getting closer and closer to us, and he's like saying stuff to us, and like I'm trying to understand what he's saying, but I'm pretty sure they were like not good words, so I didn't understand what he was saying. And so then he comes up and he starts getting closer. Well, we realize that the investigator's house is like right there, so we clap the house, because typically what happens is like if you clap the house, then like people that are coming to rob you or whatever, like they'll go away because they'll realize like, oh, you're like at somebody's house, like we're not gonna rob you and sit in front of somebody's house. So we're like, sweet, we're safe. Well, she doesn't answer the door. Oh, and also there was like a huge dog that was there that was like barking like crazy at their house, so that kind of like scared the guy off a little bit too. Well, we're standing there in front of their house and they're not answering, and so then we see like the other two guys look like peek around the corner to see if we're still there, and then they realize that we're still here. And then what happens is, like, me and my companion, we look at each other like, yeah, we should probably get out of here because these guys are going to try to do something. And so then, like, right as I, like, looked over to say, like, we should leave, the guys started coming around the corner and, like, coming towards us. And we were like, okay, yeah, let's get out of here. So then we started walking up the street, and then they started running after us. Well, not, like, running after us, but, like, started walking faster and faster behind us. And they're, like, yelling stuff at us. And then what happened is like we turned the next corner, and then I looked over to him and my companion, and I was like, yeah, let's get out of here. So we just started running down the street, and then we turned and then turned again, whatever, and then got away from him, and it was cool. But yeah, we like probably almost got robbed and stuff, but it was funny because I would like, as soon as the guy started coming up to us, I was like, oh, frig, are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to get robbed the day before my birthday. Like, that sucks. But we were safe because that's the power of prayer, I guess. But yeah, so that was fun. And then the big day, Thursday. So it started out pretty fun. I just got, like, they have stuff here. called like facturas, and those are like like I don't know what you call them, like Danish type things, just like pastries. Oh yeah, like pastry stuff. And they're like super good, so I like bought a dozen of them, and I like ate those and shared them with my companions that morning. And so that was fun. I just kind of like drank mate, ate facturas, and studied the gospel. Woohoo! Good morning. Then, what happened was we were looking for people to teach, but like nobody was home in the morning, so we were like, whatever. So then we went back, and we were looking for something to do for lunch because we didn't have a lunch this day. It's like typically I have lunch appointments, but today we had a dinner appointment because it was my birthday, and so the Yermana that does all of our like meal scheduling, she wanted to have a dinner at her house, so she did a dinner instead of lunch. So we're like, sweet, let's make something good for lunch. So then we went to McDonald's because we were gonna go to Walmart because we were gonna see if they had any good deals on stuff. Which they had really good deals on sherba, or like the stuff like mate, like the stuff they use for mate. It's like the leaves. They had like way good deals on that, but I didn't want to buy it because I didn't have enough money for it. So that was that. But then, and I think we're gonna go tomorrow to Walmart. So I hope they have the same deals because that would be sweet. Yeah, fun times. But yeah, then we went to Walmart. They didn't have anything, so we were like, whatever. Let's just go to this carnicería that's like close to our house, get some meat, and then we'll I'll make some milanesas and like some pasta, and then we'll eat that. It'll be good. So then we went to Walmart, whatever, had fun, and then we came back, went to the pension, made lunch. That was good. Nothing exciting there. But then we went and bought some ice cream. We bought like 2 kilos for 160 pesos, which is freaking sweet. That's like $10 for, I don't know, 2 kilos. I don't know how many gallons that is or if it's even a gallon, but it was a lot of ice cream and it was really good. So that was sweet. And then we ate that. That was sweet. Then we went over to, and then after lunch, we went out and looked for more people. And then again, nobody was home. And everybody that we alibied didn't want to talk to us. But that's like, I don't know, it's all part of it. It's still fun to look for people and all that stuff. But yeah, and then, let's see, and then we went to our dinner appointment with Familia Dolder. It's the same family that we Skyped from. And we went there, and they just had, like, a bunch of empanadas and, like, media luna sandwiches. And that was, like, really good. It was just, like, they just, like, had, like, a bunch of plates out in the middle, and then we just, like, ate with our hands. Like, we didn't have plates or anything. It was fun. Then, so, yeah, and then they made, like, a cake that was, like, super good. It was, like, a dulce de leche cake. Oh. Why is dulce de leche so good? It's like the best stuff ever. It's like apple caramel. That's like a million times better than apple caramel. Like, you guys just need to try it. See if you can buy some. Go to like Hispanic stores or something. They probably have it there. And while you're at it, let's see, what else is something good you could look for? I don't know. There's a lot of good things you could look for. But whatever. See if you can find some like legit Argentine stuff. Because it's good. But yeah, so then we ate the empanadas and that was good. Came back super stuffed. And then, yeah, that's about all that happened on my birthday. So it was a good day. I had fun. Then, let's see, now we're on Friday. Friday, we did weekly planning. And then what happened was we were gonna meet with Gustavo, the one of our investigators that like didn't believe in God or anything when we started talking to him, and now he's progressing, which was sweet. Except for we went and looked for him and he wasn't there. So that stunk because he's like always in his house. He's like literally has nothing to do. He's just like this old guy that just like is in his house all the time. But yeah, so that was fun. Yeah, other than that, Friday was just looking for more people and planning for the week. And then we had like a capilla abierta activity that we were going to do on the 28th, but our bishop doesn't want to do it. So, yeah, that's another story for another day. No. But yeah, so that was good. Then Saturday, let's say that was yesterday. What happened was, we went and did a Tormenta Blanca in Citibel, which was really fun. Like, what a Tormenta Blanca is, like, we just kind of go with like a bunch of missionaries, and then they have members from their ward that we like do splits off with. So like, I wasn't with another missionary; I was just like with their ward mission leader and stuff. And we just went out and did a bunch of visits to members and investigators and stuff. We were only able to meet with like one of the members in their area, and that was cool. He was a cool guy. And then we went and looked for investigator, but they weren't there. Well, they weren't there. Yes, I'm making little quotation marks with my fingers. No, it's funny. Like every time, it's like, oh no, son. Ah, no, son. Otro día, sería mejor. Okay, well, thank you. But yeah, that's funny. Let's see. Well, oh yeah, and then also, apparently, while my companion was off, like, doing the Tormenta Blanca thing, he was walking back to the capilla, and then like apparently some like kids like hit him in the back of the head like while he was walking back to the church, like just out of nowhere, just like hit him in the back of the head, and like he didn't like turn around or anything because like he didn't want to cause any problems or whatever. But yeah, stupid punk kids. I gotta love Argentina. No, that actually doesn't happen very often, so I don't know what the crap that was about. But yeah, and then yeah, and then like after I went to that activity, we just kind of realized how much we need to get our ward more involved with the missionary work and stuff, which was a good thing. I mean, like, we already know that our ward needs some help with missionary work, but it was good to see, like, some things that we can do to help it out. But yeah, so that was fun. Oh yeah, and then I was talking with on the way back from this activity, I was talking with one of the hermanas that's from she's from the southern part of Argentina, but she moved up to Cordoba like right before she left on her mission to go to freaking med school. So she's like already done like a year of med school down here. That was pretty cool. She wants to go into neuro studies or neuroscience or something. She's actually going to the Provo, like she's going to the Provo, Temple Square Mission or something. So that'll be sweet. Maybe you guys will see her. But yeah, she's cool from Argentina and she's like in med school and stuff. And she's learning English, so it was funny. Like, she asked us like questions about English and stuff. So yeah, fun times. And then the rest of that day, what was we doing? I didn't write anything else, so I guess nothing else happened again. I'm sure we were just looking for looking for more people to teach. Because, like, we don't have, like, we're asking for references, we're not getting them. We're looking for antiguos and futuros, or futures, and then they're never there. But, like, it's okay, because, like, I think we're gonna get some more stuff going on around here. It's just that we have like some activities going on this week that are gonna be sweet, where we're gonna be able to have some investigators show up and stuff. So that'll be good. So yeah. And then today is Sunday. And today was fun. Let's see, what did we do? This morning we were gonna have a Consejo de Barrio, like a ward council meeting, I guess. Yeah, a ward council meeting. But then it got canceled, so I was like, kind of stunk, because we were gonna talk about like our ward mission plan and stuff. But it was also kind of nice because I got to sleep in a little bit more. And then we had church, which was fun. You know, did churchy stuff, like taking the sacrament. Woohoo. Good times. Then, see, after church, we went and had like a super awesome lunch with a member of the 70s daughter at like her house, because she's married to a. Another guy in the ward. But yeah, that was a good lunch. Well, we went to the 70s house, but it was like the son and the daughter that like cooked it or whatever. Yeah. And then after lunch we went and we had let's see. We went and studied for a little bit. And we ended up being like a little bit late on our schedule. But we were gonna go visit Gustavo, our investigator. And what happened is we went to their house, or went to Gustavo's house, and we got there right as he pulled in to his driveway. So it was like super awesome timing. And so, like, if we wouldn't have studied and, like, been exactly at that time, like, we wouldn't have met him. And it's kind of awesome because, like, we had been kind of praying and fasting about this guy because he, like, is pretty much an atheist. And so, like, we're just trying to get him to do the things that he needs to do. And, like, he's just such an awesome guy. But, what happened was, we were able to meet him at his house and had like a super awesome lesson, and we were able to actually like get him to pray, and it was just super sweet because what happened was like there was some guy at his house like cutting weeds or something, so it was like super loud outside, so we were like trying to have like a spiritual lesson, and we're like, hey, let's pray. Well, he was like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna go see what's going on outside. Well, when he was going out, I like just kind of said a prayer in my heart of like, okay, please let him pray and get this guy outside to quiet down so that we can have like a good spiritual experience. And as soon as he came inside and like we kneeled down to pray, the guy stopped cutting the stuff outside and like he was able to pray, and it was like a really awesome experience. And yeah. So that was good. We're going to get somewhere with this guy. But yeah, he's a sweet guy, and like, it's so awesome to see how, like, you know, even something as little as like a guy cutting the weeds outside that was being noisy, that I said a prayer and it stopped. Like, it's just sweet. This work is super awesome. Sure, there's days that are long and we're searching for people and they're never in their house, but it is fun. Huh. Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah. Good times. Well, may or may not be a little bit over curfew, so I should probably hang up and go to bed. Well, I guess not really hang up, because I can't really hang up on this thing, but yeah. All right, well, I love you all, and I will talk to you next week. Peace out.